This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As Jews around the world observe Yom Kippur, there's been a shooting near a German synagogue that's left two people dead and one person arrested, though police have not made it clear whether they're looking for a second gunman. The White House counsel has sent a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying that the White House won't cooperate in the House impeachment inquiry because its investigation is constitutionally invalid, as the full House hasn't voted on impeachment. Meanwhile, in the upper chamber, Republican U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham says he too wants to send a letter to Speaker Pelosi.
I'm going to ask my colleagues in the Senate, Republicans, to sign a letter to Nancy Pelosi saying we do not believe the transcript of the phone call between the president and the Ukraine is an impeachable offense.
Graham spoke on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses in California with no electricity this morning as utilities have shut the power off in 22 counties because of expected high winds and an increased risk of wildfires if power lines come down. This manager at a hardware store in Lafayette, California, says people have been preparing.
Lanterns are gone. Flashlights are just about gone. Batteries we've been filling every 15, 20 minutes, it seems. It's like we're giving away. It's just crazy.
Turkey's Springs of Peace military operation being launched into Syria, as the Turkish president has tweeted they're targeting ISIS fighters and Kurdish militant groups. Those Kurds had fought beside U.S. forces in the hunt for ISIS terrorists there, but President Trump announced earlier this week the U.S. was pulling its troops out of Syria. Another blast of winter-like weather hammering the northern Rockies and plains in the next few days. Some parts of Montana and Wyoming could get a foot of snow. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden unveiling a higher education plan that includes 2 years of free community college. His campaign says giving free access to community college courses would cut the cost of four-year degrees in half. Biden's plan would invest $50 billion in high-quality job training programs, would reduce student loan debt, and make more Pell Grants available. Two people under arrest for the murder of a witness in the trial of a former Dallas police officer. Police saying that they've arrested the two men for the death of Joshua Brown, who had testified in the trial of Amber Geiger, who was convicted of murder last week for shooting an unarmed neighbor in his apartment, which she thought was her apartment. Dallas police say Brown was killed Friday, and it was unrelated to the case and his testimony. He died in a drug deal that went bad, and the actual trigger man is still on the loose. Former President George W. Bush says he appreciates how Ellen DeGeneres handled the criticism of their friendship. The liberal gay comedian and talk show host caught a lot of heat on social media after she was seen sitting with the conservative Republican former president Sunday at the Cowboys-Packers game. After she made reference to her friendship with Bush on her talk show, a Bush family spokesman said Bush and his wife really enjoyed being with Ellen on that day. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area as your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect, makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's why we're here, and it's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. It's about solutions and getting this country back on track. You know, when it comes to health care, it has some relativity to our discussion with Tara Ross earlier. You know, when you have a one-party program or offering, like we did with Obamacare, the disaster that it has become because of the resistance to, healthcare on the American people. And we didn't get all parties involved. And here we are. We've been in a bucket of gum ever since. And, I talk to people about healthcare and still an issue that is important in the minds of the voter electorate, but I'm just not sure they're confident that the politicians are the ones to fix it. And I would join that team. I think it's outside their capacity, and they've really kind of, there are certain things that they can do, but trying to be the be-all and end-all of healthcare has been problematic. Arthur Garson is joining us. Arthur is the director of the largest medical center in the world, the Health Policy Center in Houston, and his new book, Exposing the 20 Medical Myths, it's just been released. It shines a light on the hard truths confronting our healthcare system today. Arthur, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks a lot, Bill.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about these medical myths. But I think above all, this is America's going. Look at we should have the best healthcare available on the planet, and we're falling short of it.
I'd love to get. Could I respond to your intro just for a sec?
Sure.
I thoroughly agree with you.
Okay.
I certainly wouldn't want to start by disagreeing with you.
Well, that's okay.
The last two chapters of the book deal with this,
mm-hmm.
And I think that if I can just jump in with a little bit, I would. And what we say in the book is, if you look yourself in the mirror as a person, now let's get to the country, and then you look yourself in the mirror as a person, pretty much everybody wants the same thing. We're not going to talk about how to get there, but if you say, okay, what does everybody want? They want health insurance, they want to be able to afford it, and they want to be healthy, and they want the health care system to be a system and support their health, period. Easy, right? Boom.
Mm-hmm.
So if you say that's what everybody wants, no matter whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, or Martian, okay, it's what everybody wants. So then you say, okay, well, how about the country? Are those goals reasonable for the country? Of course they are.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, and we in the Texas Medical Center, we do a yearly survey, thousands of people. This year we're doing people, consumers and docs. You get the same thing, mm-hmm. which is people want health. health insurance. Right. It has to be affordable.
Right.
And it's not just affordable for the person. It's got to be affordable for the country. You know,
exactly.
Right now, we spend exactly twice as much as the average of all the other developed countries, 30% more than Switzerland, which is the next one down. It's absurd.
Mm-hmm.
We waste, you know, why do we spend all that much? We waste about $1 trillion a year, about a third of everything we spend. That's chapter three. And so, okay, we want health insurance, we want it to be affordable, and we want it to be good. We want it to work. So now back to your sort of first thought, which actually is chapter one, mm-hmm. of, you know, healthcare. Do we have the best healthcare in the world? At least if we're paying all this money, do we have the best healthcare? No.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you sort of measure that? Can we all sort of agree on measures of healthcare? Yeah, in fact, we can. Life expectancy and infant mortality are the two big measures of healthcare. So, okay, great. Then we must have the best life expectancy in the world. Well, no, we're 50th. Huh?
Yeah.
Same thing for infant mortality. So we're in the 50-50 club.
Mm-hmm.
So our healthcare is pretty terrible. And it turns out that when you look at what the real determinants are of life expectancy, 40% of life expectancy is what we do to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So 40% of life expectancy is smoking, drinking, killing each other. You know, and drugs and all those things we do to each other. I about dropped over when we were doing the research for the book. The chance of a teenager being killed by a gunshot in the United States is 88.0 times the chance of a teenager being killed by a gunshot
mm-hmm.
in the United Kingdom. 80. And so all of that is life expectancy. That's not medical care. That's but you're still dead.
Right.
And so it turns out medical care is only about a tenth of life expectancy. But we sure do spend a lot on it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, when you look at health as a system and as a delivery system, what you're alluding to is there's problematic landmines that have grown over time and that are, you know, kind of mucking up the works, if I might say. Yeah, well, I thought, you know, and probably my mother would, she'd slap me for saying that, but, you know, could you find a better way to say that, but you know what I meant.
In polite on the radio, you know, wait till you get a cocktail party.
Right.
No, it's terrible,
mm-hmm.
But it's not a system, and I think that's part of the issue, is that we've got a hodgepodge.
Mm-hmm.
And so somebody, Bill, here's the issue, and I thoroughly agree with you. The politicians aren't smart enough to do this. I mean, just listen.
Well, they were never designed. The Constitution was not designed to be a, you know, for the politicians to handle health care. Never expected that way. We're using the wrong tool for the job is really what it comes down to.
Unfortunately, though, these guys ultimately, this stuff, ultimately, it's going to have to be laws.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it absolutely, I think where you were headed at the intro is somehow we got to agree on this stuff. Mm-hmm. Somebody has got, because, and that's why I'm not Pollyanna that optimistic of saying, oh, this is going to work just fine. No, it's not. But if you start from first principles, and
yes.
I think the eventual goal I've called a single safety net.
Mm-hmm.
And a single safety net is sort of like public school. Everybody's got it. If you want private school, go get it.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, you want private insurance, go get it. That's probably 10 years away. Mm-hmm. That's not a snap your fingers.
Right.
We are not, I don't think we're that different from every other country in the world, that ultimately that shouldn't be the goal, which is to have a system that works, not hodgepodges of the VA, the Indian Health Service, the community health centers, da-da-da-da, private, public, Medicare, Medicaid, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, and that's not an easy task at all, nor is it, nor to me do I know the exact foregone way to get there. But I think if it were me, I would put some really smart people in a virtual room for 6 months from, you know, every walk of life you could imagine with experts. And yeah, you'd have to have some politicians there because ultimately they're going to have to do it. But I'd give them 6 months full time, pay them, and say at the end of 6 months we want three proposals.
Exactly. Well, we got to go to break. We got more from Arthur Garson after this. Stay with us. He's the director of the largest medical center in the world, and we're talking healthcare at 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions.
Some good ones, like, what is it?
Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to this question. Why do so many become MediShare members? Two big reasons. They save a lot. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they feel great about it. With MediShare, you aren't forced to pay for things you don't believe in. Find out more. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Was a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
There's no high you can't rescue, no war you can't win, no story so over it can't.
possible with you.
Gresham Independent, we are, and we're back with you at 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation with Arthur Garson continues. He's the director of the largest medical center in the world, and we're talking healthcare. You know, I got to tell you, Arthur, it's so frustrating because we have the capacity to deal with this problem, but we've got to, you know, we got to break this down, as you say. I think first of all, to understand and be focused on what is it that we're trying to accomplish with healthcare here in America. I mean, we've always been driven for excellence, and I know it's, you know, we grieve over these numbers that say that America ranks 50th. I mean, wait a minute. With all these other countries there, I mean, the best we can do is 50th. I mean, this speaks of some systemic problems that we, and some bad habits that we've picked up along the way. Now, I mentioned some politicians. I mentioned, some special interest lobbyists who have interfered. I guess they called them PBMs, and that's the middleman group that is involved in taking money that has, it was supposed to be distributed to the patient, but they've decided the patient doesn't deserve this, that somehow we're doing such a great service to them that we're going to hold on to that money.
Sure.
And we're talking billions of dollars here, so it's nothing that they're going to let go easily. But see, all these things, all these inefficiencies that have been baked into the cake are dragging the system down. And you say we don't have a system. I say we have a system. It's a dysfunctional system. I mean, because you got to have something. I mean, you just can't say, well, we just don't have a system. No, we have it. It's just not very effective. It's not very effective for the doctors. When you got doctors, I mean, you know, on top of everything else, you know, the government has come in and says, okay, we need to have these electronic reporting systems now. And so doctors forget about much bedside manner or opportunity to spend with a patient because they know with each patient it's going to require all these medical records to be filled out. And if not, it's dire consequences for the doctors. So we're not really helping and making their jobs easier. We're adding more weight and force against them and getting in the way of providing excellent health care. Are you with me?
Indeed.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you have a very practical way and you're looking at this information and you get all this research and results and you're asking the right questions. And, come on. We've been dealing with this stuff long enough. You know, the Republicans can't make it happen. Democrats aren't going to make it happen. And we should understand the reason that it can't be. Their easy answer is, well, let's just do single payer. That healthcare is a, it's a right. It's a fundamental right for every citizen. Now, that's one of those debates that are still out there. Some people just say, well, I'm just not going to, I'm not going to go there because I just don't agree that it's a fundamental right.
The problem with that word is it sets off rockets, sets off stars. The question is, should everybody have some variety of health insurance? Yes. Have a nice day. Yes. Yeah. Is it a right? That's not a helpful discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not what you're asking. Because you get all bound up in legal terms. Should everybody have some variety of adequate health care? Yes. At least I believe, and I think most of America believes. So the health care is a right. It is sort of, the bright and shining thing that you look at. And not, that doesn't add to the discussion. It just gets people angry.
Exactly.
I do think, and I know we don't have real long, but the whole notion of single payer is, I think, when you listen at least to the debates, and I've got an op-ed coming out in a couple of days in a national publication saying, guys, we've now had three boring debates where everybody stands up and repeats the same stuff and it goes nowhere. We should have each of you, if you've got a proposal, come up with a chart that has, year by year for 10 years, your proposal, how many uninsured are we going to have, each year at the end of 10 years? What's it going to cost the median income family in their cost out of pocket? Line two. Line three, what's it going to cost in other taxes that they have for health care? And then finally, the bottom line of, well, okay, what else is going to help, is going to pay for health care? Senator Warren says, we're going to go after Wall Street. Well, quantitatively, what is we're going to go after Wall Street mean?
Exactly.
And so, the you know, we're going to reduce the price of prescription drugs. By what? By when?
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think, you know, I think when people are actually going to have to, with that discipline, put that up and say, oh, wow, you know, we can't do that. There is no other country in the world that has a program like Medicare for All. There isn't one. Mm-hmm. Even Canada, you know, there is a single government payer for 70% of costs. The other 30% is in the private sector where people actually have to pay for their own drugs, you know, their own prescription drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And so there isn't a single Medicare for All, you know, oh, like every other country in the world. No, there isn't another country in the world that has that.
Right.
So the folks are going to have to get reasonable,
mm-hmm.
nothing that has been presented, I believe, by any of the Democratic candidates can be done in the next 3 to 4 to 5 years. Now, on the other hand, we got to figure out how to do something that will work and take a bit of time, 2, 3, 4 years, to do it, no matter who gets elected, whether
right.
whether it's President Trump, whether it's one of the Democrats.
Elizabeth Warren or whoever. Yeah, but, you know, and this thing is so frustrating about the rhetoric that's flying around, because it really is not helping the cause. I mean, it's just a bunch of shining objects. We're going to give this to you free. Well, and then you have Colbert goes, okay, well, it's free. Well, I've heard this before. I mean, he was smart enough and he exercised some critical thinking, which was unusual, but I appreciated that he did, because it was due to the follow up question and go, yeah, what does that look like? You know, I've heard this before.
So Colbert's going to love my op ed because I even put it quantitatively and said, show us. What do you mean? Show us.
Yeah.
Year by year, what's it going to cost? What's it going to cost the median mm-hmm. income family in the United States, year by year?
Well, we got all excited with Obamacare, right? And this whole deal, you know, the 35 million people that were uninsured and everything. My question from day one was, how are we doing with that 35 million? And to this day, I still can't get a quantitative number on it.
What do you mean?
You know, the 35 million that were uninsured? Remember, that was the big selling point. Oh, we got to cover the 35 million. Well, some of the 35 million, they didn't want to be insured. It didn't matter what.
Yeah, not a lot.
Right.
Our data actually, you know, again, national data, national mm-hmm. survey data, less than 10% don't want insurance. They can't afford it.
Right.
Want health insurance. It's just too damn expensive.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So, but still, my question, and I ask you, of that 35 million that Barack Obama and the Democrats said that were underserved, did we move the needle on that? And I couldn't get a number on it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can. The problem is it went down, and I think it was higher than 35 at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
The lowest was down around 27 million, and now it's popped back up to 30.
Yeah. So for all the money that we spent on Obamacare, that's the best we could do.
Yep.
It's quite telling.
It ain't perfect either.
Arthur, I'm with you. We need to get some geniuses locked up in a room here figure this out to where and get it away. You know, until I don't care if it's Republicans or Democrats. Don't even talk about health care.
Let's call it the padded cell. Put them all in a padded cell for 6 months.
Well, and plenty of whiskey, and we'll make it work.
Uh-oh.
Look, I'm looking forward to staying in touch with you. We need to continue this conversation.
Here.
Okay.
Great to talk.
Always. Arthur Garson, director of the largest medical center in the world, the Health Policy Center in Houston. He's got a new book out exposing the 20 medical myths that you might want to read and make sure that you understand so you can exercise some critical thinking in this whole debate about health care. Hey, we want it to be better, okay?
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As Jews around the world observe Yom Kippur, there's been a shooting near a German synagogue that's left two people dead and one person arrested, though police have not made it clear whether they're looking for a second gunman. The White House counsel has sent a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying that the White House won't cooperate in the House impeachment inquiry because its investigation is constitutionally invalid, as the full House hasn't voted on impeachment. Meanwhile, in the upper chamber, Republican U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham says he, too, wants to send a letter to Speaker Pelosi.
I'm going to ask my colleagues in the Senate, Republicans, to sign a letter to Nancy Pelosi saying we do not believe the transcript of the phone call between the president and the Ukraine is an impeachable offense.
Graham spoke on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Alex Newman joins us now. We're going to be talking about the Syria cleanup. Alex, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me, Bill.
Well, good to have you here. The president's surprised a lot of people, including me, with his announcement about getting out of Syria. And, you know, the concern I had immediately was, you know, what about the Kurds? And since then, the president has made the statement, pretty much fired a little bit of salvo, a protective salvo, in a sense, over Turkey's bow to say, look at, in other words, I don't want you doing any damage to the Kurds. They've been an ally. And, and now we run into some fundamentals here because, Erdogan and the Turks believe that the Kurds are terrorists, and they're antithetical to their, their national security, and they look at possibly as this opportunity to go in and do some damage, and that could be a problem.
Yeah, well, thank you for the opportunity to speak on this, Bill. And actually, I wrote an article in 2015 in the New American. Back when Obama was really ramping up our military support for these Kurdish militias and paramilitary forces. And there's really a big problem here. I was actually just in Turkey last year doing some research on this and other topics. And, you know, there's a reason why the Turkish government is upset with some of these Kurdish military forces. Mm-hmm. And, you know, nobody needs to defend Erdogan, who's a ruthless persecutor of Christians and in very many ways behaves like a dictator, to recognize that the Turks have some valid concerns here. In fact, these Kurdish military forces, some of them are either on the U.S. State Department's list of terrorist organizations or are openly allied with organizations on the list of terrorist organizations. This is the official U.S. government list.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a problem. You know, nobody debates this. In fact, a lot of these military forces that we were supporting either proudly proclaimed that they are the PKK or that they are openly working with the PKK, that they're allies, that they're brothers. And, mm-hmm. of course, the PKK is a communist terrorist organization that wants to enslave the Kurdish people under a communist dictatorship. So, you know, the Turks have something to be concerned about. This is a terrorist organization that has murdered Turkish civilians, has kidnapped Turks, has murdered Turkish police officers, has bombed multiple civilian targets. So, you know, Erdogan, although he's wrong a lot, has some valid concerns here. And, you know, frankly, the Obama administration should never have allied with these forces to begin with. You know, we have these anti-terror laws in place for a reason. If an organization is listed on that, you know, if it's designated a terrorist organization, we can have a discussion about whether it belongs there. But the fact is, U.S. law prohibits any material support for an organization on that list of groups. The PKK and some of its offshoots are on that list. And so, and you know, there's no exemption for U.S. government officials. I think people ought to go back to 2015 when some of this was in the news and recognize that, you know, this hysteria about, you know, having to do with Erdogan and the Kurds is not groundless.
And I appreciate you bringing that to point here, because it takes us back to square one when you start talking about the Middle East. And we've had this problem ever since we got entangled in the Middle East, is understanding who the bad guys are and who the good guys are, Alex.
That's exactly right. And in this case, I think really there are no good guys. The Obama administration has made some enormous mistakes in Syria. You know, we can start with the Islamist threat there. You know, but let's start at the beginning. The Obama administration was providing aid, material support, including military support, to al-Qaeda. There's no debate about this anymore. In fact, we have smoke documents proving this to be the case. For example, I have a 2012 report from the Defense Intelligence Agency that states explicitly, I mean, these are almost direct quotes, Syrian revolution is led by al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood. We support the Syrian revolution. It was we as in the Obama administration, the British government, the French government, the Saudi regime, some of these other Sunni Arab dictatorships on the Arabian Peninsula. And one of our goals, they said in this document, is to create a Salafist principality in eastern Syria to destabilize the Syrian government. Well, they got their Salafist principality. We call it ISIS, or the Islamic State. This is a bad move from the start. And then you have, you know, Joe Biden speaking at Harvard, talking about how the so-called anti-ISIS coalition was aiding and funding ISIS. You know, when Trump, on the campaign trail in 2016, said that Obama and Hillary Clinton were co-founders of ISIS, the media kind of lost their mind, right? They acted like it was a joke. But Trump was exactly right. And later he actually tweeted out some of the documents confirming this to be the case. So we created the problem, we as in the U.S. government, and then we supported communist terrorist organizations to deal with the problem that we created. That makes absolutely no sense. We ought to be listening to the advice of our founding fathers. And I think Trump has done the right thing here. You know, we cannot be involved in endless wars forever. The U.S. government is in more debt than any government ever in all of human history. This is clearly not sustainable. And all we've done is make a bigger mess of things.
So. Exactly. So in this situation, is it, the Kurds are going to pay the price? I mean, how... it just, as you get through this process, as you say, and that part I do support. I'm with you in supporting Trump on that, and that is we got to get out of these endless wars. It's the detangling of it. And I'm especially sensitive because, I served in the military, in the Marine Corps, during the Vietnam era. Now, I didn't go to Vietnam. I stayed stateside, but I saw firsthand, as close as you can without going in country, seeing the results of an ill-fated military policy and execution, and especially when it came time for America to get out of Vietnam, to see what kind of devastation was left in the wake. I mean, we should have learned just from that alone how our meddling can be so detrimental and so costly to human life.
It really is, Bill, and you know, I appreciate you saying that. You know, one of the things about Vietnam was, first of all, the U.S. government really handicapped the ability of the U.S. military to win that conflict.
Yeah, don't even get me started on that, Alex. I am so irritated on that. I mean, we've lost so many good men, fighting to take over territory, giving it up only to fight the next day, once again to lose more good men. I mean, it was so idiotic. And
right.
I think the simple perspective, and you would know better on this, quite possibly, was that we had too many civilian, too much civilian input and strategists involved in that situation instead of, my firm belief is, look at you, when you go to war, let the generals do what the generals do. You know, they break stuff up, they bomb things, and they do it for a reason, and that is to get people back to the bargaining table so we can negotiate this stuff. But you can't handicap the generals. You can't handicap these military people and expect them to effectively do the job with a minimal amount of cost to our treasure, to our humanity.
That's exactly right, Bill. And, you know, a big problem is that we no longer do things the constitutional way. You know, our Constitution has a very specific process for getting American troops involved in a war. Congress is supposed to declare war, and yet we have not declared war since World War II. What ends up happening is you have UN Security Council resolutions, you have NATO, you have, you know, CETO in Vietnam. You have these international organizations that are not Congress that try to get involved in these. And, you know, Libya is another good example.
Yeah.
The Obama administration took us into an illegal war based on a UN Security Council resolution and bombed the country to smithereens. And look at what's going on there today. There's a civil war, and there's militias running around, and there's Islamic extremists, and there's ISIS bases. Mm-hmm. You know, the U.S. government has this long history of making an enormous mess. And, you know, I come from a military family, too. My dad also served in the military during Vietnam. My grandpa served in World War II. So I'm really sensitive to these things. I still have a lot of family members in the service today. And it's just crazy to see the U.S. government getting involved in these kinds of messes, so often making things worse. You know, if we go back to the Middle East for a moment, what we've seen is the genocide of Christians really is directly linked to U.S. foreign policy. It's got to stop.
Without a doubt. I mean, it's it doesn't take a historian, or maybe it does. I mean, you look and you break it down and you say, hey, are we better off? Are we worse off? You know, what is going on? And as you say, we're getting dragged into these international conflicts. And this was part of the concern of George W. Bush, that we're being controlled way too much by the United Nations. And to what benefit? You know, that's the big question. Alex Newman, CEO of Liberty Sentinel Media, an award-winning international journalist, educator, author, and consultant, is with us, and we talk more after this. Stay with us.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I'm going to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, our conversation with Alex Newman continues. Alex, as you state in your column here that you wrote, Syria is an absolute mess. It's been a mess for a long time, and not necessarily of their own doing. It's been these outside interests that have come in and, you know, destabilized their government, and like we haven't gone through this rodeo before.
Yeah, it really is tragic, Bill. If you look during the Bush administration, the Syrian government was actually, you might even say, allied with the U.S. government. They were helping out in the so-called war on terror, very much like Gaddafi, actually. You know, everybody knows Gaddafi was quite the monster, but he was working with the U.S. government in the war on terror. He was actually detaining al-Qaeda suspects and interrogating them, you know, in a brutal fashion, same with the Syrian dictator. But no one needs to defend him. But at one point in the very recent past, the Syrian government was an ally of the U.S. Then during the Obama administration, actually I've heard top military leaders say Obama changed sides in the terror war. Suddenly we went to war with Gaddafi, who was busy trying to fight al-Qaeda and these jihadists. We went to war with Bashar.
Yeah, we get Gaddafi to give up his nuclear ambitions, and then we take him out. How does that make sense?
That's right. And what does that say to every other Middle Eastern
exactly
government? Well, we better get some nukes, right?
Right.
And I mean, you know, then Iran looks at that and says, whoa, you know, so when you give up your weapons program, the U.S. government may just come in here and blow your tent up, right, and kill your children. That doesn't sound like a good idea. So what happens? The whole region gets destabilized. You had all these weapons flowing out of Libya. You had Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State. You had Barack Obama making a giant mess out of Syria. We found out, actually, that they had been funding different opposition news programs and satellite and radio to try to destabilize the country. And we know from the very start they were supporting these rebels, even though they knew. You know, Mike Flynn, who was the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency at the time, has gone public and has spoken on international television saying, we knew these were al-Qaeda terrorists,
right,
and we were still helping. And Mike Flynn said, hey, I said that was a bad idea and we shouldn't do it. They did it anyway, against the law, and it was stupid.
Now, speaking of Flynn, let's fast forward here. Supposedly, it's being reported that General Mattis, the reason for him resigning was because Donald Trump had said that he was no longer interested in Syria.
Yeah, and that may well be the case. I think there's this kind of bubble within so much of the foreign policy and the defense policy-making establishment in Washington, D.C. I mean, it's very clear that the American people are tired of the endless wars. And you might not get that from listening to the establishment talking heads and the elitist think tanks like the Council on Foreign Relations, but the American people are sick and tired of these endless wars. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons Trump got elected. You know, he had been criticizing the mess in Syria and the Obama administration's involvement for years before he even ran for president. He said, when I become president, we're going to end these endless wars. That's what the American people wanted, and that's what they expect. So, yeah, I think Trump is absolutely right to do this. We cannot continue borrowing trillions of dollars from hostile foreign governments like communist China, which does pose a legitimate military threat, so we can get involved in civil wars in the Middle East that end up exterminating all the Christians and turning everybody against us.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
No, it's totally insane. And Donald Trump looks at the balance sheet and sees that number. Here we are, $23 trillion and counting. And also, this is why he's holding, our European NATO allies feet to the fire and saying, look, you guys promised to put 2% in the coffers here. Germany is, I think, the only country that hasn't stepped up fully to the 2%. But he also let it be known that 2% is the minimum, that the next time he comes back, he wants to get agreement on 4%. Well, Merkel et al. There in Germany are holding off. And, how dare they? How dare they not participate in part of this controversy, over the Ukraine? And the president has been consistent to that point. But, of course, you're not going to hear this right now because the Democrats are full Monty impeachment. And so all that stuff is getting swallowed up. But that has been consistent, as you said, from his campaign that he wanted Europe to support their European interests. Why is America giving more money to Ukraine when their European neighbors who have a higher immediate interest, they should be the one, carrying the burden, not the United States, not the taxpayer.
Yeah, it's such a good point, Bill. And, so many of our founding fathers had really profound wisdom on what they thought the role of America should be in the world. And what you'll find is that none of them ever suggested that America should become the policeman of the world and that we should be intervening in civil wars and defending borders in foreign countries and deciding the outcome of different internal conflicts and redrawing borders. I mean, the founding fathers were clear. America should be a role model to the other.
Exactly.
We should be a light on a hill. We should be a beacon of liberty that other countries can look and say, wow, liberty works. Let's try to do that in our country.
Right.
And yet the foreign policy establishment in Washington, D.C., which is just so out of touch with the American people, with the views of the founders, insists on getting involved in everything. And they insist on borrowing endless amounts of money to do it. Mm-hmm. So we do need to have a powerful military. There's no question. China's on the horizon. They're spending huge amounts. They've got endless amounts of soldiers. So we do need a very powerful military. But intervening in all these conflicts not only doesn't help build up our military, it helps degrade and destroy our military, in addition to all the debt. I would say the national debt now is a national security issue.
No, without a doubt. We've been saying that for a number of years. I agree, Alex. And, to your point about being an example, here recently at the G7, what did many of the leaders say is that, hey, look at we like what Trump's doing. The current Ukrainian president, he was elected. Basically, he said, I embraced the policies and the example of Donald Trump and, to get rid of corruption and, promise the people, a better Ukraine. And in a sense, he's the Ukrainian version of Trump there.
Yeah, and around the world, you see this trend toward people recognizing that, hey, the globalism, the empire building, it's all got to stop. You have Jair Bolsonaro in Brazil. I spent many years living in Brazil. Or the guys like the tropical Trump, he's just amazing. No more globalism, no more of this UN baloney telling us what to do. Same thing with Viktor Orban in Hungary. No, we're not going to have open borders. No, we're not going to surrender our sovereignty. Yes, we're going to preserve our Christian civilization here. Thank you very much.
Exactly.
And, it's time to move away from the failures, from the lunacy of the past. Mm-hmm. And recognize that Trump is right about these things.
Right.
What he had to say resonated with the American people. This is what Americans want.
Well, look what's happened in England, for example. I mean, you know, on two fronts. I mean, dealing with Brexit and dealing with their open borders and that. I mean, they're getting slammed. Sweden, I mean, they let a bunch of Muslims come in, and the attitude there of the males is that the women are there to be objectified. Because, after all, they're Muslim, and, you know, in their dictate, you know, they have every right to go ahead and rape and pillage. And it's like, what? Are you kidding me?
I was living in Sweden for most of the last decade, and, you know, I saw it firsthand, and it all actually ties right back to this intervention in Syria. You know, these globalist warmongers screwed up Syria, they screwed up Libya, they screwed up Iraq. And then, out the other side of their mouth, they said, hey, why don't you guys all come live in Sweden and in Britain and in America? You know, we'll settle you in Michigan and Minneapolis so you can elect a nutshell like Ilhan Omar, right?
Right.
They mess up all these countries, then they roll out the red carpet, and then they pose as the humanitarians. You know, if I burn down my neighbor's house and then invite him into your house and say, you have to pay for it, that's not humanitarian. That, we would call that criminal arson. And
exactly.
That's exactly what these elites have done. It's time for the American people to say no.
Right, and I'm glad you shared that, because I know that you have you've lived in, you know, several countries. You've gotten you know, it's all part and parcel of your background, and which is important because you know, it supports my theory, and that is that, or at least my observation, that the evidence is empirical. I mean, it's well stated. I don't think it takes a genius to figure this out. All you got to do is go look and see, you know, the causal relationship for these poor policies.
Yeah, and I mean, the UK is a perfect example of that, right? You know how Brits are a minority in their own capital city, right? London is now living under a Muslim mayor. You have the EU that now has gobbled up so much sovereignty that the Brits are even having trouble extricating themselves from this. Even though more people voted to leave the EU than have ever voted for anything in all of British history.
Mm-hmm.
It's a total mess on every front. And the only way to restore some sanity is going to be to end these failed policies and to go back to the vision that our founding fathers had and that really came from the Anglo-Saxon tradition, you know, the Magna Carta, the role of government. There should be strict limits. It should not just have powers to start endless wars whenever it feels like it, subvert our sovereignty and hand over powers to these international organizations like the EU or like the UN. You know, we've got to realize that that has been a failure, and the UK is exhibit A
exactly
in this mess.
Well, and you say, I mean, as you cite here, Alex, you know, America has been dancing and embracing some of these same deleterious policies, and whether it's Minneapolis and other places. I had a friend that just came back from D.C., and she told me, she goes, Bill, you cannot believe how many Muslims, you know, they're taking over D.C. I said, what? D.C.? She goes, absolutely. So I'm going, okay, how many other enclaves? And that, again, you know, I'm not saying this as a Islamophobe or anything. I'm only just saying is that, you know, because when I hear Islamists speak, you know, like they do, they did a Man on the Street interview with young people there in Minneapolis. And they're saying, you know, they're from Somalia. They say, hey, we'd much rather be in Somalia. I'm going, who's holding you captive here? You know, if you'd be happier in Somalia, go back to Somalia. And, of course, that's become the number one, you know, HR front for terrorism, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's a mess, and we got to sort it out. Thank you so much for having me on the program, Bill, to talk about these issues. And I hope people will go read some of those articles we've done on this, because it's just so important that people understand.
Well, Alex Connectum, how can they be in touch with you?
You can find me on social media. A lot of my articles are at thenewamerican.com, my personal website, libertysentinel.org. Put my name in any search engine, and you'll find information on all these things. And thank you once again, Bill.
Well, thank you, Alex. I appreciate the time. Awesome, awesome contribution to the conversation. Alex Newman, I'm Bill Martinez Live.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.